Well, maybe this is the year that you spend a week at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore and become a wilderness ambassador. We talk about this opportunity. There's a deadline, and if you're one who has interest in the outdoors, and maybe you're in high school grades 9 through 12, you need to pay attention. My next guest here with the details on behalf of Sleeping Bear Dunes and you as a park ranger, that's kind of cool. Kelly Skomak on the line. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning.
So how does this park ranger spend her day?
So I'm a park ranger at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, and this year I am leading the Wilderness Ambassador Youth Program. So right now we're just getting in gear, getting ready to start recruiting students for the program.
That's great. Well, let's talk about the program. First of all, congratulations, Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. It seems like you're always winning some award, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not the worst office.
No. All right. So I'll open up the can of worms. This is the Wilderness Ambassador Youth Program. Here we are, May 31st, your deadline right around the corner. What are your youth applying for?
So the Wilderness Ambassador Youth Program, this is the second annual week-long trip that we're reserving for high school students entering grades 9 and 12. In the next school year, and they have the opportunity to sleep under the stars at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore in some of our designated wilderness areas. And the program is available to all students in Michigan, and it's free. So that includes meals, gear, and transportation during the experience. You just need to get here. And so we're really excited about it. We're really excited to recruit all students throughout Michigan.
Yeah, you didn't hesitate to converse with us, so here we are. Looks like the week-long experience takes place July 30th through August 5th. What are you looking for in your ambassador?
Our ambassadors, we are looking for students that have great leadership skills. We're looking for students that really want to add experience to their resumes. This is a great stepping stone for students that maybe would be interested or want to find out if they're interested in a career in outdoor recreation. But most importantly, no experience is necessary. Participants just need to be physically able to carry a 40-pound pack and hike 8 miles a day. So if you can do that, you don't need any wilderness experience because that's what we're here for. We're ready to give you those skills to succeed and be able to do those experiences on your own once you finish the trip.
And it looks like you're looking for 10 high school students. So
yep.
I imagine you're looking for a diverse group, and we're talking guys and gals, and an opportunity to, expand participants' knowledge of environmental stewardship. And what's this Leave No Trace Ethic program?
Yeah, so Leave No Trace Ethics basically means that you ever heard before that you want to leave things the way you found it or even better. So take only pictures, leave only footprints. We're going to really hone in on those skills and show the students what it's all about.
Great. Where, have you done this before, Kelly?
This is my first year at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. I have worked in wilderness areas and other national parks.
But the Wilderness Ambassador Youth Program has happened prior?
Yep. So last year was our first year of the Wilderness Ambassador Youth Program at Sleeping Bear Dunes.
Oh, and you may not know this, but I imagine, what's it like that last day of camp? I imagine some of the kids don't want to go home.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of the kids from last year, they still talk all the time. They have their own Facebook group. Some of the students are even calling me asking if they can come back this year. And we actually will have one student coming back this year as a peer mentor. So they're still a high school student. They'll be a part of the group, but they'll have come with the skills from last year, and they'll be able to assist the students this year. And so that opportunity is also available to students. Any students that come on this trip this year have the opportunity to come back the next year as a peer mentor. And that's just a stepping stone into maybe the next year they could be a park intern, and the next year they could even be a park ranger.
Just like you. Hey, Kelly, I understand transportation grants may be available to participants requiring additional financial assistance.
Yep, absolutely. So transportation grants might be available to those students that are coming from farther away. We want to make sure that this opportunity is available to any high school student in Michigan, not just those that have been able to experience the wilderness before. So we want to make sure that we can provide any financial assistance possible. So if you are specifically a student that is looking for extra financial financial assistance, you can give us a call and we can try to work something out to make sure that this program is available to you too.
Thank you for that. What's the best thing about being a park ranger?
The best thing about being a park ranger is getting to spend every day outside.
And the Wilderness Ambassador Youth Program, as you mentioned, will certainly lead us toward that career and more. So, Kelly Skomak, if you would share details one more time on how to apply to be involved in the Wilderness Ambassador Youth Program.
So, if you are interested in being a part of the Wilderness Ambassador Youth Program, there are a few options. The best option is to visit our website. And our website address is NPS, like National Park Service, .gov/SLBE/learn/kidsyouth/SBWA. Or you can visit us on Facebook at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore.
Thank you very much. All right, get out and get involved if you're in the applicable market in that high school zone. Thanks to you, Kelly Skomak, for your conversation and your beautiful backdrop of Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. Thank you.